I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
So the whole March Madness thing, the whole college basketball tournament thing,
yeah,
makes you do stuff you don't normally do. We found that out last night.
Yes, yeah. We did.
What in the world was that thing that we just did?
I don't know.
So we all met at Born and Raised last night. Our boss got us into it. Apparently somebody got to him and they said, we're doing this thing called a Calcutta. Everybody's got to throw in a bunch of money, and then you go and you bid on different teams. And we're out there, and literally, we threw in $100 each.
Yeah.
That's a significant amount of money.
Yes, it is.
That's a pretty good, solid chunk of money. And we're out there, and everybody had papers and whatnot. Nobody knows jack about college
basketball.
That
is the important note, because I used to be really into it, but now I've come to the realization that I know any hunch I have is based on something I saw or read by some expert that I didn't even really read into. I just kind of glanced at and said, oh, well, Buffalo sounds like they're a shocker this year.
No, all my knowledge is based on, like, teams that I know have gone to the tournament before. So, like, I know Kentucky's going to go. And I'm like, okay, like, Kentucky's a pretty good team, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, you hear one time, like, 3 or 4 years ago, Colgate made it to, like, the Sweet 16. I'm like, oh, Colgate, sounds familiar.
Isn't that toothpaste?
It is.
Colgate.
But what's funny about you saying that, because you probably know the same amount of college basketball knowledge
exactly
I have. As far as the teams this year, I don't know Jack. But she writes this morning, I feel good about the teams we got. I'm like, how do you feel good?
Yeah, you know why? You know why? Because we put all of our money on Florida State.
You guys can't blame me for this Florida State thing, no.
Oh, we were all swept up in it.
So here's the thing.
Kayla's over there bouncing around in her seat.
Florida State went for they start the bid out. And Florida State, he started pretty low. And we're like, all right, we'll throw some money. Because they're a top four team in their division. That's how they were, like, seeded.
And they're part of the bracket.
Yeah, and they're part of the bracket. So it was like, okay, we'll throw some money on it. And then I don't know who made the call or whatever, but we get up to, like, a couple $100. And then I'm like, yeah, we're feeling good. And the people, we're getting ready to close it out. The people across the way upbid us by $50. And I'm like, all right, no more. We can't go above that. And then somebody else made the call to go above it. So I would like to point out that I am not responsible for throwing all of our money on one team.
It might have been me. But
30% of our budget went to Florida State.
Yeah, but here was the thing. So you got to try and figure out. I realized at the very end that the idea is you're going to try and buy a team that's going to win at least two games. Because
yeah.
That's how you get your
money
back.
That's how you get your money back. Yep.
That's how you get your money back.
Right.
So there was some wastefulness.
So can I ask then? So basically, every game that they win, you get a percentage of the pot back.
Yes.
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 Got it.
One game, two games, you might.
Because that's Sweet 16.
You might do better. Yeah, Sweet 16, you might do better. Oh, hell, we actually just threw $100 away just to hang out and have one drink. I want to say this first. That's a lovely song. That's a fantastic song. Lauren Daigle, good for you. You say, what a lovely song. Spence was the first one to bring it up a couple days ago, though. Why are you ripping off Adele?
It's Adele.
Do you think Adele hears that song and goes, hey, what are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Lauren Daigle biting my bit. Do you think they're friends? Do you think they know each other?
I'd be willing to bet Adele would be friends with her, but secretly because Adele knows that she's still better than her. You know what I mean? Like, Adele can hit much higher notes than that.
Well, I don't know that it was
so competitive.
A competition. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't know that.
Is that not why you guys are friends with me? Because you guys know that you're a little bit better than me, but I'm still right there.
No. Where is this? Where are you taking us off to?
No, right now? I don't know. Ignore what I'm saying. Ignore me.
Where are we going with this right now? I don't. No, but I just wonder if Adele, if there really is just a little bit of resentment now from Adele towards Lauren Daigle going, dude, that's... Do you know how much money I made off doing that bit?
I already did it.
I guess it's like when comedians, you know, when they're kind of similar.
Yeah. They have a same topic idea and just slightly different.
You hear it too, though, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Lil Jess, you hear it?
I hear it, yeah.
Lauren Daigle and the Adele? Or is it brilliant? Some producer somewhere went, I got this girl, man. She's been doing Christian music. Sound just like Adele.
Do you think that maybe they pitched it to Adele and Adele's like, nah, it's not my vibe, man. I'm not into it right now.
I'm sorry, what did she say?
Just like that.
No, man, it's not my vibe. I'm not into it right now.
Because I the words are really inspiring, but do you have certain mornings you get up like, look, I don't want to be inspired right now.
I don't need this. Yeah.
Because right now, my attitude, you're preaching at me, and I don't want to be great today. I just want to get through the day.
Yeah, that was me yesterday. I think. Maybe. Today's the first day of spring. I don't know why I'm so stoked about that, but I am. It's good. There's baseball happening, which is always, to me, that's rite of passage. I know Spence hates baseball, but...
I don't hate baseball. I grew up on baseball. I went to lots of games. I can watch it in person. It's just too slow moving for me.
However, right then when I said, well, it's the first day of baseball, Spence looked down at his papers and raised his eyebrows like, who cares about that?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Care about this at 702-364-9898. First pick of the prizes. UNLV Nosaki Fever. And yes, we're going early on this today, so jump in. UNLV Nosaki Fever tickets. Tickets to go see Why Don't We? At Park Theater on Saturday, July 20th. If you're not sure if you care about that or not, ask your daughter.
Okay.
See what she says. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Yeah, you want to get these tickets. Four tickets if you want to take the family and see our advanced screening of Missing Link on Saturday, April 6th. That's going to be cool. And then there's this new show, Fuerza Bruta, at the Excalibur that we have tickets for. Should a mother have control and access to her late 22-year-old son's Facebook account? Passed away, horrible, awful, passed away much too soon. She has access to the account and is updating it. Now, I don't know in what fashion but we've all seen this.
I've seen it. Too many times.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel when you see somebody's page?
A little creeped out. Honestly, it's very morbid for me. My friend passed away 10 years ago next month, and his mom still constantly updates his page all the time.
With what?
Just like thoughts of Tyler and what and like things that he had accomplished in like high school and even a few years into college and everything like that. Like, oh, it's, you know, here's a memory. And I'm like, oh, God.
Or other side of the coin, is it part of the grieving process? You know what I mean? Is it good for the mom to do this? Is it like putting flowers at the gravesite? You know what I mean? Is it somewhat equivalent to that? Is it like putting flowers at the gravesite or going and, you know, pouring one out for your homie, you know, whatever. Whatever that is.
We all want to be remembered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's like equivalent. We'd all like to be remembered well.
Yeah.
But, is this a good thing or is this creepy? I see it, I like it, I want it, is that true that because of the My Favorite Things sample, how much does Ariana Grande have to give up of the royalties?
90% of the royalties for that song.
Boy, the distant relatives of Rodgers and Hammerstein are thrilled.
Yeah,
they're getting a big check. They're not getting those 14-cent checks.
No, so
they get checks around Christmas time. I think they probably get them once a year.
Yeah,
probably
maybe twice. And this one's good. They're going to be like, wow, let's go to Sizzler. Is Sizzler even still open? It's not even open. Let's go to Red Lobster. Woo!
The craziest part is that Ariana Grande's team agreed to this way ahead of time. When they went to him and said, we want to use this as a sample in the song, they said, all right, 90%. And Ariana's team was like,
you think
yeah,
there was part of that where they went, well, do you think there was part of that where they went, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? This song, it won't be that big a deal. Or they went, Well, 10% of a bajillion is still a whole lot.
What I read was they basically knew they wouldn't be able to release the song if they didn't, so they had to go with it.
We want to release it so bad. Wow. Well, I guess, you know who wins? We do. That's right. We win.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
So really quick, it's 702-364-9898. We'll get some more calls on this in just a second. If you, Tamaya has, is it Tamaya or Tamaya?
Tamaya.
You had a niece pass away in a very similar situation. The question is, should the mom be keeping the 22-year-old who passed away tragically, should the mom be keeping the Facebook page open and continue to update it? And if I'm reading the room right, the general consensus was it was a little creepy, but you like the idea.
I like the idea. Like I said, my niece passed away. She passed away in a car accident with her child. And we have an annual picnic every year, and we constantly keep her memory alive. And do post on Facebook about her all the time.
But, okay, yeah, go ahead, Kayla.
What kind of stuff do you post?
Just like, I mean, it's, you know how Facebook has the memories that pop up? So when those memories pop up, I mean, we keep her page open. So we constantly, it keeps her alive. It keeps her with us.
Gotcha.
Okay. No, that's, I got that. I was thinking, though, shouldn't, the memories, yeah, that changes it all for me. But without the memories, I was thinking, shouldn't the mom just put that stuff on her own page? I mean, that was my first thought, but I don't know. And everybody grieves different. I mean, this isn't as... I'm not trying to make this as judgy as it sounds.
And of course, a 22-year-old.
Well, we believe that if you don't keep their memory alive, then of course it. I mean, everybody does fade out, but you just want to keep them with you. You know, like still they're there. And this, is, especially with it being a young soul, a young person. You know, it was a young life taken too soon.
I was saying, of course, as a 22-year-old male, I'm sure he loves the fact up there in heaven with his mom controlling his Facebook.
Yeah, I'm thinking mom's vibe is a little different. Mom's,
you know, it wouldn't happen if he was still here.
I never liked Pinterest, Mom.
The memories and stuff, that changes that for me. If Tamaya needs to go, make sure we have her number so she can still be in for the prizes. Okay, Lil Jazz? And then Joseph, Michelle, Rachel, and anybody else who wants to jump in, 702-364-9890.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Should a mom or how do you feel? You know what? Even better than that, how do you feel about the idea of a mom keeping a 22-year-old who recently deceased? And obviously, it's just terrible. Should a mom have control and access to her 22-year-old son's Facebook account? One side of this, no way. Having access to somebody's Facebook account is more intimate than opening somebody's mail or reading their diary.
That's kind of true, actually. Because you got to think about all those messages that you could access to and, like, literally go back years and years of you talking to other people. Like, oh.
Oh, mom gets in and sees all the DMs. Boy. Joseph, how do you feel about this?
First of all, it is kind of creepy. I do have a kind of similar situation. It was my best friend, Carl. He passed away about 5 years ago on St. Patrick's Day. So kind of went through this. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. He's in a better spot now. Basically, you know, his mom keeps the Facebook page open. She doesn't really keep it updated. But this way, people could still comment on the page. Like I did on Sunday, where it was like, you know, we would have had a blast today. You know, I miss you, bro. It's really cool that I can still do that, that the page is still open. She doesn't really keep anything updated in it, but she does keep it open. So all of us as friends and family can still comment and remember him and look back at all the times that we had and all the memories we had on through that Facebook page. Yes, it is creepy. It is kind of weird having the mom have control over it when he was, you know, 28 years old. But you know what? It really brings back some good memories with him, and I can still call him in and tell him that I love him and I miss him, even though I could do that either way. It's cool. It really is.
Yeah.
And I like it.
It's Thanks, Joseph.
It's like you said, Chet. It's an internet equivalent of putting flowers on a grave. I think so, too.
And like cool. Tamaya said a minute ago, too, about the memories that pop up. That's good. So, okay, I think I have a full thought. We'll let Michelle go first. Michelle, what do you think? Is this weird?
So I agree 100% with what Joseph said. My mom passed away. Geez, it's been about 16 years now. So that was before Facebook, obviously. What I did when she passed away is I kept her online obituary. I basically sponsored it to keep it open forever. That way I could, or anyone else could, write memories to her or notes. But you're not on that every day, so you kind of forget about that. It would be nice if she had a Facebook page, because then you could write little things to her.
Yeah, so like all of her, like all of her friends could go, nice picture. They could comment, you know, because how old people do. Nice picture. That's what they always say.
And then when they discovered emojis, heart.
All of her little, no, old people don't use emojis.
My mom has recently discovered emojis. Yeah. So now there's a heart on everything.
Sure. There's a heart for everything. And Michelle, that lovely East Coast accent too. Because I don't want to stereotype anybody, but I will just say that you East Coasters tend to be a little more passionate about such things.
We are.
Yeah, of course. So. Yeah, very much so. So, no, that's good. It's good. I'll just say this. I think, Rachel,
that
having it available for people and the memories that come up and all that kind of stuff, but Mom, keep your fingers out of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's Super Bowl weekend. Joseph loved the Patriots. You know,
exactly.
I don't know.
It gets creepy when they just start talking back, you know, like Chuzo didn't have a Facebook page. So Shakira made a Facebook page for him. And, you know, just having everybody,
We got to tell this story. So this is Rachel Bravo. I just realized what's going on here.
Yes.
Rachel Bravo, her brother Chato died in Iraq.
Yes.
And
12 years ago now, I think.
And they made dog tags for everybody, and they're super P1s of the show forever and ever.
Okay.
I still have those. They hang in my office. I see them.
I'm gonna tell my mom.
Nope, it's a true story. So, we haven't heard from you in forever.
Forever. Sorry about that.
Well, you know what happens.
Being a mom.
Yes, and then okay. So did your mom keep the Facebook page open?
Shakira did. Shakira created the page. Yes. She created it because he never even had it. Had he had it, I'm sure it would have been live and popping. But just being able to have it, and, you know, randomly a lot of the other guys, they go on there and they'll post a picture or they'll post shots or something like that. You know, it helps. You know, it keeps the memory alive, definitely, for sure. I absolutely love it. You know, to each their own. I understand when it gets creepy sometimes. Shakira will go in there and talk back, and I'm like, okay, that's weird.
But other than that, we've all learned
that everybody handles the grieving process a little different.
Sure.
And so Mom wants to keep his memory alive in whatever form. Who am I to say that Mom shouldn't
No,
do it, right?
And like I said, we don't want to get fight. Do whatever you want. However, I do believe that we on this show have, that we comment on that. Yeah, it's creepy. If you're actively involved.
you're speaking as them, it becomes a little creepy for me. I'm like,
that's weird. If you adopt their personality and you take over that, then there might need to be some sort of intervention, perhaps.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Real cash, money, cash coming up in about an hour. Spence's challenge is he goes for 29 in a row, a virtual $800 today. So what, $798?
In the Terrell Herbst Spence's Challenge jackpot.
Officially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, if you play video poker, that's four aces with a kicker. 25 cents double-double. No kicker. That's right.
Four aces.
No.
Yeah. It's a lot of money. It's $800. And by the way, if you beat the man, you get a $1,000 bonus. So that's good. Plus Backstreet Boys tickets for the big whiteout party that they're doing on Friday, April 12th. Backstreet Boys at the Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood, celebrating 20 years of I Want It That Way. And they've had a pretty remarkable resurgence. You know what I mean? This
This
is going to be a hot ticket. So all of that coming up on Spence's Challenge about an hour from now. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Monarchy, home of the 1995 oil change. Did your Del Taco bite the bit a second ago? What? Man. God bless you, Del Taco.
Because it's so cool.
Yeah, they're bigger than us.
Yeah.
Stole it. But 1995 for an oil change, pretty good. Run, don't walk, maybe even take the car. Because you're going to need it there at Meineke for your 1995 oil change. If you are still, and we were talking about this on the Before the Show a little bit ago. This, the NCAA basketball tournament really changes people's patterns in how they do things. Like all of a sudden we go berserk for the next like 3 weeks.
It's true.
The next month. Everybody loses their mind and goes sideways. Really, for something they know very little about. Right. Truly.
Oh, I recognize all that team name. Yes.
Oh, my God, college basketball. Oh, that's great. Hey, what time is that first game? It's at 11. Well, we need to figure out a way to not work. You know, that kind of, and, let's throw money at something that we know nothing about. So if you need some help filling out your bracket, or if you're going next level like we did last night and got involved in a thing called a Calcutta, good Lord. All of a sudden, I'm like... And I went crazy. We all agreed that we would go. So at first we talked about going in for $50 each. Then we were like, well, I don't know, to really compete in this thing, we're going to need $100 each. So you pool all your money together and then you try to buy a team that's in the tournament. Dude, I went crazy. I don't know if Spence saw Kayla. We were at the table together. All of a sudden this thing started to heat up.
Right.
And I was like, is there an ATM in this place?
I
lost my mind. The beast took over. The monster took over. The competitive monster took over. I went and drew out another $200.
He looked at me and he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, I'll put another $100 and if you do it. And then he goes back, pulls $200 out and throws it down. I go, well, I don't have that.
I didn't even say that. I don't think I even said that. I just went, I'm going to the ATM. And you were like, I'll do it if you do it. And I'm like, okay, because then I'm good.
What's awesome is our pool was like $1,800 that we could use to buy as many teams as we possibly could.
Yeah.
Duke went for $2,000.
Yeah.
And thus endeth the lesson.
Exactly.
That was like, oh, that was what spurred me, though. $2,000. We only have 18. I'm going to the ATM.
So funny.
Oh, my God. But so if you're as confused as we were and you're just throwing money at nothing, this way, to pick the right teams and win money is as good as any other. And we'll share it with you right after this.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Chet Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Getting involved in this college basketball tournament and have no idea what you're doing. Us either.
Yep.
Duke. Pick Duke.
You're supposed to win.
That's really it.
I've heard of Kentucky. Duke. I hear they're good.
That's exactly how by the way,
don't get too wrapped up in that either. I mean, Kentucky's good. We were sitting with, Audrey Lee is from there. She's from Lexington. And her husband is a huge Kentucky fan. There was a little bit of pressure put on last night. Now, Kentucky's really good, but here was a thought. And we all know the person that goes through and ends up winning the bracket because they pick them on because they have the prettiest uniforms.
Right.
And stuff like that. So USA Today has a suggestion. Choose winners based on the awesomeness of their mascots.
Okay.
Here are the top 10 in order. Make note of this. They like the Bradley Braves. They think that's lovely. The Northern Kentucky Norse is number 2. The Arizona State Sun Devils. They like that mascot. Followed by the Iona Gales, the St. Mary Gales, the Michigan State Spartans, UC Irvine Anteaters. By the way, that may be a team that'll make a run, and the Anteaters, that should be number 1 in my book.
All right.
The UCF Knights, which by the way,
go Knights go.
Go Knights go.
Exactly.
It fits. It fits. And they have two really tall guys.
Yeah.
They have the tallest guy in the league or something, right?
They're two really tall guys. And the Utah State Aggies are 9th, and then the North Carolina Tar Heels. If you're ranking them based on the awesomeness of their mascots, 1 through 10, whoever wrote this has a real problem with Wildcats. The bottom 4 are a 5-way tie. Villanova, Kansas State, Kentucky, and Abilene Christian, all Wildcats.
Yeah.
They don't like them. Slightly above that, the Michigan Wolverines, who actually do not have a mascot. They used to have a live Wolverine, a real honest-to-God live Wolverine, until, quote, it became impossible to keep him in captivity because he repeatedly chewed through the bars of his cage.
Oh, my God.
That's fierce.
Take that information. Use it. Use it as you will, and good luck. Don't blame us if you lose it.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we can go. I don't know if we can go to Lee. I think that's tough. I think that's rough. I don't know.
Oh.
No okay. comment. No comment on your side. No.
Hey, you make the calls. That works for me.
Well, oh, I'm so curious now.
I just didn't know if you had feelings either way of whether this would be a good thing or not. Is this entertaining for the show, and is it going to get it? It's a little harsh.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just asking. You don't think so? It's awfully serious.
And here's the bit.
Here's the bit. I will never forgive my family for blank. This is what spurred it yesterday. We were doing what was the bit again?
Sorry. How long have you held on to a grudge?
How long have you held on to a grudge? And Tira's had a grudge.
Tira, how long have you been holding this grudge?
I have been holding this grudge for 6 years.
Ooh. Against whom?
My mom.
Ooh. What happened?
What'd your mama do?
She slept with my ex-boyfriend while dating him.
That'll do it. And it got us thinking after the show yesterday that there's families just do stupid stuff to each other.
Uh-huh.
And really, what cuts deepest when your family does stuff that you'll never come back from? I will never. Now, this is just and this is a funny thing. I will never forgive my mom. God rest her soul. She's been gone 10 years now. But my mother, when I was. I'll never get past my mother when I was like six. I had chicken pox, so she took a picture of me with calamine lotion all over my body, a little naked 6 year old boy. And she's like, "Get out here!" and took a Polaroid of it and kept showing people
as I got older. So funny.
And I'm telling you, she did that. She did that with that in mind.
Was to be able
to show that off to let's wait until he gets his first girlfriend, you know, when they're adults.
Oh, that's funny.
When they're adults. And I do recall that there would be times that she would take her thumb and strategically place it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To be able to show the picture.
Oh, that's funny.
In good conscience.
I have one with my cousin. Oh. So my cousin and I went to a party when I was like a sophomore in high school. I was visiting her in New York and she took me to one of her parties. And I didn't know anyone there. And she just left me to go, like, pursue this guy that wasn't even interested in her, like, was following him around, left me at the party, and she went down the street. I don't know anyone there. I still to this day will not forgive her for that.
I'm going funnier more than tragic.
Yes.
Because that's what kind of show this is.
Right.
In theory.
The only is my dad and his political beliefs, but that's not funny. It's actually typical of 2019. Nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a funny spin. And
I was as well. I'm like, it's not funny.
Well, so you'll never forgive your dad for his political beliefs.
Well, I tried to
Spence
reconnect
is hardcore
with
like that.
By the way,
but
I have forgiven him for leaving his wife and his kids when I was seven. I have forgiven him for that.
So much for not taking it to work.
But that's the funny part. So I forgive him for that. But then I tried to reconnect and I'm like,
yeah,
I cannot.
That was the thing. And everything's going fine. Everything's going along fine. All of a sudden, here come the politics. They were right back to their respective corners.
I should have never talked to you since I was seven.
No, and so much love to Lee. Lee wanted to talk about a child custody thing.
Oh, goodness.
Not being able to see a grandbaby. And it's like, no. Now, see, Eva, I can find, there's shock and humor in this. You'll never forgive who?
My father.
Uh-huh. Because what'd he do?
For punching my husband while I was in the hospital.
Why were you in the hospital?
My potassium level was low.
Okay.
So they had me in the hospital for a couple of days, and I was hooked up to the IV, and they were saying, okay, she's going to go home tomorrow. She's doing great. My dad came down, and he's like, well, you're going to come home with me and your mother. I said, no, I'm going to go home with that, my husband. No, you're going to come home with me and your mother. And my husband kind of just chuckled. He's like, that's the sickness in the hall. And he punched my husband.
Oh, God!
Did your dad think that the whole potassium level thing was like a drug problem? Or, you know, was he blaming your husband for not getting enough bananas or Gatorade?
Here's the best part is that my husband is about 6'4". He played offensive and defensive lineman at UNLV.
Uh-huh.
He's a big guy. My dad is 5'11", 180 pounds.
And he wants a shot at the title.
Okay, so he punches my husband in the gut, and my husband says, was that supposed to hurt?
That's so good. Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, that's funny.
Over diminished potassium levels.
Potassium levels.
Yeah, that's great. So really, are you and your dad not talking now?
No, we're okay. This happened back in 2008. So we've moved on. I mean, I've had a family, you know, had my daughter and everything. But I keep an arm's distance from him.
I got to be honest.
Yeah, you have to because he might punch you in the gut.
Exactly.
I got to be honest. I would make a Festivus celebration or every year on his birthday or something like that. I would take your husband over there and your dad gets to punch him in the gut once a year.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.5 KLUC.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
This has been fun. I'll never forgive my family for blank, like Tira. Wait, why won't it go? Oh, because I didn't do that. Tira, how long have you been holding this grudge?
I have been holding this grudge for 6 years.
Ooh. Against whom?
My mom.
What happened?
What'd your mama do?
She slept with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, stop it. That will do it. That will do it.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Oh, who did we just talk to a second ago? I'm still stuck on
my brain.
I
can't remember her name.
But the other caller a second ago, her dad punched her husband in the stomach. Because they couldn't decide who was going to take her home from the hospital when she had a potassium deficiency. Your mother and I are taking over. This potassium deficiency must be handled. We have bananas. We have Gatorade. We have supplements. That's what it sounds like to me.
Exactly.
And dad, 5'8", dad punching 6'4", husband in the gut. 6'4", college athlete.
Yeah.
In the gut. And I'm telling you, just for fun, every year, if I was the husband, I'd go up to the dad and just go, all right, come on, take a shot.
Put your arms out. Let's go. Hit it.
Go ahead. Just let me know ahead of time. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Yeah, Tanya, you'll never forgive your 16-year-old sister.
Yeah, when I was turning 21, my sister was 16. And my parents and me and my college boyfriend came to Vegas. We lived in California. We came to Vegas to celebrate my 21st birthday. But we had to cut our trip early. Put it short early and go home because she was throwing a huge party at her house and she got busted by the youth pastor's pet, you know, student or whatever. And she had to get picked up by my grandpa and she had to go to my great grandma's house drunk and like sober up. So
everybody in the family.
Right. Everybody got involved. But my 21st birthday, and I got one apple martini out of the deal.
The good news is you've
made up for it over the past few years, haven't you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Now it's funny. Now I'm like, oh, well, since you did ruin my 21st birthday, I guess the first round of drinks is on you. So I'll just use it to my advantage.
I realized that this is, it's not I'll never forgive my family. I'll never let them live it down. That's it.
We worded
that wrong. What's the story that will stick in your family forever because of something somebody did?
My wife will never forgive my son. We'll never let him let it down when he backed her new Jeep Cherokee through the garage door. Why? He was 12, but why?
Yeah.
Because it was parked too close to the garage refrigerator and he couldn't get a Capri Sun.
So he wanted to move the car but forgot to open the garage
door.
No. Awesome. Lexi, so I'm confused. Is it your mom that will never live this down?
No. It's my mom made it happen. My sister won't let me live it down.
Right, but your mom is to blame for why?
Because around my 9th or 10th birthday, my mom always called me Lexi Poo. That was her nickname for me.
Sure.
And we got a cake for my birthday. And instead of checking the cake to make sure they had my nickname right, my mom didn't. So it didn't say Lexi Poo. It said Alexi Poop, and I was mad.
Well, it could have said Rico. I mean, at least you got it close.
Yeah, and now you've got your own emoji. It's all good. Lexi's like, I don't know what to do with this.
No.
Yeah, that's still. Did you at least take a picture, and will you send it to us? Because that's really good.
My mom might have a picture of it.
I would think
but
so.
But she has you guys on Facebook.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Tell her to send it over. That's funny. Alexi Poop. And do you think that's somebody at Costco screwing with her or whatever bakery, the Albertsons bakery. Or
God,
wherever.
I hope so. If that was intentional, bravo for you.
Fantastic, sure. Because you got to do something to keep yourself occupied.
On air. Online. On the app. Check out the Jeff Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Story of the day out of Winnetka, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago. A woman named Alina Benji works as a waitress there. And the restaurant where she works needed a busboy at the last minute. St. Patrick's Day, by the way. Oh, and if you know, Chicago might be the St. Patrick's Day capital of the world, even.
Yeah, right?
More than Dublin, because they go nuts. So, obviously, you know, drastic times mean drastic measures.
Yes.
So Alina asked her dad if he would fill in at the restaurant, which I think is hilarious, and I'm not sure why. But his name is Dr. Bill Benji. He's a Harvard-trained cardiologist, and he recently retired, so apparently he didn't have anything better to do. So it's a good thing he said yes. I'm going to let them pick up the story. Alina is in here, and Dr. Bill is in here, because I'm sure everybody calls him Dr. Bill.
Right? Sure.
And I think there's one other dude, but here's the story.
Just because he's had the time on his hands. He's been around the house and not doing a whole lot.
Retired physician and busboy.
I said, you know, this is not funny, but I was just thinking, I was like, what happens if there's some medical event and he just happened to be here on this night? And we were all kind of like laughing and jest about it.
He wasn't here more than 5 minutes with his apron on.
A woman was choking on some food and she wasn't really able to move air. She wasn't able to cough. She wasn't able to speak.
So I don't know if you heard that part though. 5 minutes after he walks in the door. Just barely got his apron on. And this woman's choking. He's a doctor, which by the way, he's a doctor and he's also your dad. So he's going to over-explain what happened next.
Did the Heimlich maneuver, which is a abdominal thrust where you put your fist like this and...
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We appreciate it.
Bring it up abruptly. We did that two or three times and then she was able to clear the object.
And I kind of go back in my mind and think about if he wasn't here, how would that have turned out? What would the outcome be? So I'm just so lucky my dad was here that night.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Just crazy? By the way, and here's how tough people are in Chicago. After he did the Heimlich maneuver and all that, somebody called 911. Paramedics show up, the whole deal. She was fine. She didn't even leave. She went back, finished her meal. You just sat down. You choking in the restaurant. Nah, I'm still hungry. Finished her meal.
That's so funny.
And another side story to this, when Dr. Bill originally agreed to fill in as a busboy, Alina had joked that, well, you know, and if anything happens, you know, we need a doctor. Well, we'll have one. So it's just crazy that it all happened that way. Dr. Bill would like for everyone to learn the Heimlich maneuver because you don't need to be a doctor to do it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
What is that again? The Heimlich maneuver? I'm just like.
Do you want me to go? Do you want me to go back and find it? You know, see, it's okay if I do that because I know what I'm doing. But I
fist like this bring it up abruptly. And we did that two or three times. And
all right,
then
you got it straight now.
Yeah, I know, okay, that's what you do. Okay.
Life saving, good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's challenge. Yeah.
Hello, Little Jazz.
Hello.
Hi. Who's our contestant?
Chris
today?
Smith of Centennial Hills.
How about that? Hello, Chris Smith.
Well, hello.
How are you feeling, sir?
Okay.
Yeah, you stretching out? Have you had coffee yet?
Oh, yeah, already.
Right, oh, good, okay.
All right, good then. Five questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture, rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Get my cooter.
And will you be cootering today, sir?
Not today.
No reason for it. It doesn't help anybody. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Former Bishop Gorman quarterback Tate Martell has been granted a hardship waiver to be able to transfer from Ohio State and play this fall for which university?
Alabama.
Game of Thrones have hidden six what around the world?
Dragon Egg.
What'd you say?
Dragon Egg.
What university got Dragon Eggs? What university got headlines yesterday by announcing it's banning streaming services in classrooms?
BYU.
Dark Fate is the sixth and potentially final installment in which film franchise?
Jim Alcooter.
And the U.S. government is offering $1,000 to anybody who's willing to adopt an untrained wild what? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Cat.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Come on, you need another one? Nope, leave the room, sir. Leave the room. Need you to leave the room. Sorry, leave the room once again. Oh, never. You got it?
Yeah, all right, cool.
You're good.
Spence!
Spence! Mom's calling you! Spence! This is so good. It's my favorite part of this. Little Jess does it good, too, when we do 15 seconds of panic for Kayla. Call Kayla.
Kayla! I like that.
Your 10-year-old just bolted straight up. At what time does he get up?
I want to say 6.
Yeah, he's up now.
Yeah.
If he wasn't up then, he's up now. He knows. All right, same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go.
Okay.
Former Bishop Gorman quarterback Tate Martell. I know you're familiar with him, Spence.
Yep.
He's been granted a hardship waiver. Hardship.
Poor guy.
The poor guy. Yeah. No, but still, that's what you have to do. And he's been granted a hardship waiver to be able to transfer from Ohio State and play this fall for which university?
You, Miami.
Game of Thrones have hidden six what around the world?
Thrones.
What university got headlines yesterday by announcing it's banning streaming services in classrooms?
Purdue.
Dark Fate is the sixth and potentially final installment in which film franchise?
Terminator.
And the U.S. government is offering $1,000 to anybody who's willing to adopt an untrained wild what?
Horse.
A horse.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
We have the new machinery, and I was gonna do the Spence's, not that anybody cares, but that's why that was loud and interrupted. I went back to the old ways. Didn't need to.
Ah.
But you know what? Sometimes you just do things by instinct. Let's see how we did here. Why is that not working? Jeez, now I'm all confused. Pushing buttons. I don't know what I'm pushing.
You got this.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't be controlling the switches right now. Probably shouldn't drink so much in the morning.
Or last night.
I didn't.
You didn't have one at our little I had the one.
I had the one early.
Responsible.
Yeah. Oh, no. I could have. The beast would have come out. I was ready. I was ready. That's that. We were in a bar. We did this thing called a Calcutta last night for the NCAA tournament. Kayla was there.
Yes.
Kayla was there kind of running the show. Kayla was in charge of the money.
Yes.
Kayla was.
Our boss gave me the money, and I was like, all right.
Totally
sweet.
Right up your alley.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This was totally you. She was the one writing down all of the what we were spending our money on Got and all it. Of this mm-hmm. other stuff. She was basically.
I was the bookkeeper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She loves that. She loves that. So she was kind of in charge. But we were in a bar, and it's the college basketball and a bunch of dudes around, and yeah, I could have drank.
It's drinking climate, that's for sure.
Former Bishop Gorman quarterback Tate Martell has been granted a waiver to be a hardship waiver, nonetheless, to be able to transfer from Ohio State and play this fall for which university? Mr. Smith said
Alabama.
And Spence said
the U, Miami.
It's the U, Miami. Okay, let's make it the U. What was it? And what was that?
No, I can't say what you follows.
Why?
You turn the U sideways and you put an F.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. How about that? Oh, one for Spence. Game of Thrones have hidden six what around the world? Mr. Smith said
dragon eggs.
And Spence said
thrones.
His made a lot more sense. Yours is right.
Is it right?
They've hidden six iron thrones around the world.
That's hilarious.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that. That was a guess.
My thought was, what do you do with it when you find it? I imagine it's heavy.
It's a throne.
I didn't go next level. If you find the throne, then what happens? Is there money?
Do you keep it? Yeah, what happens?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to find one. What university got headlines yesterday by announcing it's banning streaming services in classrooms? Chris said.
BYU.
And that makes sense, too. Spence said.
Purdue.
No, Purdue is who
booyah,
it is.
Booyah,
get
booyah.
Get off your Netflix during class. That's the whole point.
Or don't.
Sorry. I am so glad there was no streaming services because there were certain classes that I probably would have watched TV in.
Yeah, and it's funny. They asked some students. They're like, we paid for this. It doesn't, if we don't study, that's on us, right? But the professors are saying that the problem comes is that there's only so much bandwidth. And if all of these people are on HBO or Hulu or Netflix, or like one girl said, that's where she catches up in one particular class. She catches up on SNL because the class is about an hour. And there's no bandwidth to be able to do stuff for the class.
Well, there you go.
Yep. So.
3-2 Oh, goodness. To nothing, Chris. Dark Fate is the sixth and potentially final installment in which film franchise? Chris Smith said
Jim Bob Cooter.
And so, the famous Jim. It'll be sad to see the Jim Bob Cooter movies go.
Yeah.
Spence said
Terminator.
Yeah, it's Terminator.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
And the U.S. government is offering $1,000 to anybody who's willing to adopt an untrained wild what? Chris said
cat.
God bless you. God bless you. And Spence said
horse.
We would have also accepted burro.
Burro.
And look at your boy Spence with the lucky one on the one that I thought he would get first, the Game of Thrones question. He got one.
Booyah.
And
two.
And three.
Booyah.
And four.
Booyah.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
All right, little Jess, who we got on the phone?
We have Michael Hine.
Michael Hine. What part of town are you from, sir?
Northtown. Hey.
Hey. Backstreet Boys tickets for you. And again, this is a guy. I really believe this is going to be a hot ticket. Friday, April 12th, Planet Hollywood Zappos Theater. Celebrate with the boys. Whiteout party. 20 years if I want it that way. You have your tickets for free, sir. Free.
All right, cool.
Free is a very good price. Who gets to go with you to the Backstreet Boys?
Probably my wife.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. That's going to be a nice date night for you. Oh, and you know what else? You know what else, Michael?
What?
On this lovely first day of spring, Kayla's got a joke.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Michael, this is perfect. You can use this on your wife. You know why you should never leave your bra on the floor?
Are we still talking about a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know why you should never leave your bra on the floor?
Why?
You may trip because it's a booby trap.
Oh, wait a minute now. I love that one. I like that one.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Pop quiz. 177 second survey, 3 minutes less than, or 3 seconds less than 3 minutes, and at least three questions, and it starts now. Would you give up the internet for $1 million for the rest of your life? You've got to give up the internet. Kayla.
Absolutely.
Spence.
Yeah, I can do it, sure.
Little Jess.
Of course, $1 million?
$1 million cash for the rest of your life. You can never use the internet again. I would say, honest to goodness, I would say think about it for a day and then come back around. On the face of it, that sounds super easy and not a big deal. And oh my God, it's $1 million. I don't know for the rest of your life if you could give it up. No Netflix.
It's okay. I still have a DVD player and a VHS player, so I'm good.
I have no doubt that you do.
Okay, good. I was looking for a solution for one issue I would have. The DVD player would fix that.
Exactly.
Thank you, Kayla Cho.
You are the stupidest person I know. I love you so much, but you are just dumb. You are just...
Easily. I give it up.
You're so dumb. We're wasting all of our time right now. Why don't you go to the gym, Kayla?
Lazy.
Spence?
Yeah, the extra effort of leaving my house.
Little Jess?
Lazy, and sometimes I feel like it's dirty.
Does intimidation have anything to do with it?
No, not at all.
It kind of does for me.
Yeah?
I work out in the dark room sometimes, so that's the reason. Yeah.
I don't need to be with weights. That sounds dangerous.
I usually just do, like, treadmill and all that stuff, so.
And I know that there are places you can go. I mean, we have great relationship with Planet Fitness, and the EOS right over here is real nice and all that. But I just don't. My noodle arms, I don't need to be in there bench pressing my 75 pounds. You know what I mean? And be like, hey, what's up, bird chest? Hey, that's bird chest Buchanan over there. I don't know. I think a little. Are you actually planning? 37% of Americans are planning a full day of spring cleaning in the very near future. What say you, Spence?
I might hire somebody to do it. Attaboy.
Kayla.
Starts on Monday.
Yeah, well, I know. Oh, we... Starts
that's a
on
week. It's a week of cleaning for me because, like, I have literally sections of my house. Monday is going to be like the far south section of my house. So,
the far south section,
far south, the south wing,
the pavilion,
the south wing of the Kayla Mansion of Walker Estates.
Yes.
Full day of spring cleaning.
I was just going to take 3 hours on Saturday, go through a couple of boxes.
It's a full day ish.
It could be
ish.
Yeah.
No. No, we clean as we go. We're not dirty. Not that you are. We're not dirty people in that way.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous person who lives here? Oh, damn it. I didn't leave enough time. Who's the most famous person that lives here?
Mike Tyson? I don't know.
That's a good one.
Oof.
Kayla Jo.
Nick Nolte.
Lives here?
No. What's the other guy that hangs
out? Oh, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. There you go.
Dan Reynolds.
Oh.
He's famous.
That's good.
I just don't know if he's
listening. Celine Dion?
Celine Dion.
Does she still live here?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Guess what? Yeah, that's it.
Okay. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Even though we call it the Wheel of Bad Impressions, it's not really a wheel at all. It's just we don't have a wheel.
No.
We have a wheel sound effect. I like the wheel sound effect a lot. Wheel sound effect, little Jess.
Woo!
It's a wheel sound effect. But really, it's just a bunch of papers that Kayla didn't tear, cut to have the same exact size and specifications.
Exactly. So no one can tell any difference.
They're all the same. Where's your... Oh, thanks.
I've placed the hat to your right, sir.
I was like, where's your hat? He threw it at me.
I did not.
You didn't?
No, I just carefully placed it near
you. Oh, you should have.
So,
the wheel of bad impressions. Each and every impression will have the musk of Spence's scalp.
Oh, good.
By the way, that made me a little nervous. First thing I did was smell the inside of my hat.
Which I'm appreciative of.
Like they spin the chicken wings. I'm spinning the names.
Yep.
In the hat. Kayla, since this was your idea, spin the wheel of bad impressions. Wait, so are we telling what it is or are we guessing what it is?
I don't know. What did we decide?
Telling what it is? Guess. How many? Okay, raise your hand if you want to tell what it is up front. Just me. Raise your hand if you want to guess.
I want to guess.
All right, we'll guess. All right, so Kayla, we will guess. Don't tell anybody what it is.
Okay.
And here we go.
Hey, y'all, I can't stay married for too long before I start dating someone else because I'm a country music star and Adam Lambert sucks, or Adam Levine sucks.
Oh, that's the, what's that girl? That girl was married to the other guy.
No, I talk like this because I'm a star and I'm a male.
You're an Elvis daughter.
I'm on The Voice.
Miranda Lambert.
Who are you married to?
I was married to Miranda Lambert.
Who are you married to now?
But now I'm dating Gwen Stefani because she's the hottest woman on the planet.
I can't think of his name ever.
Neither can I.
Is it a good impression? Screw Adam Levine.
I don't know. Pretty good. That's really good. What does it rhyme with?
Make Melton. Make Melton. Really?
You don't get it? I just can't think of it. I know who it is. I just can't think of the name. Who is it? What's his name? I was going to say Brad Paisley, and I know that's not his name.
Keep going.
All right. I'll tell you right
now. I love the little dance Kayla does while she does
this. Looks like a potty dance.
Keep going.
Well, you know, sometimes people get me mistaken with Ryan Reynolds' wife all the time, too, because we share the same name.
Good clue. Excellent
Thank
clue.
You.
Nice job.
Oh, my God. I never can remember that guy's name, ever.
How?
Blake Shelton.
It's in a zone in my brain that I just never can remember
it's
it.
Really Same. Good. Kayla, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Those improv classes are paying off.
Oh, trying my best.
Makes me want to take an improv class again. All right, Spence, since you got it, you get this one.
Okay. And? I pity the fool that tries to tell me
it's
I can't.
Mr. T.
Man, Mr. T. Mr. T.
Well, I really had to stretch there, didn't I?
Yeah. Mr. T.
Should do another one. Here's what sucks. I wrote all these down, too, so I know what's in there. So maybe I'll stay out of it.
Okay.
I'll stay out of it for the most part.
I've got, like, psoriasis on my
Kim
face.
Kardashian!
Good one! Kim
that
K.
Was good.
All right. I'll choose.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't spin. You didn't spin the wheel last time. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I'll spin the wheel. Okay, here we go. I just got my tattoo changed the other day. Thank you.
Next. Ariana Grande.
Duh. Also, could have been Michael Jackson, which really scared
true.
Me.
True.
Or Janet Jackson.
You weren't breathy enough there. You got to be real because Ariana's real
Do
breathy.
Do your Ariana.
I don't know, but Sean.
Well, that's it. Okay. By the way, she does that all day, every day here in the studio.
She does.
Do it without singing.
All right. I used to love Pete Davidson. I can't even. But he wasn't enough.
Is that Ariana Grande wearing no pants? Because that was.
Listen to her songs.
That was heavy
I've
breathing.
I've never met.
And just the look on your face really frightened me. It was a side of you I've
I'm
never
so happy
seen.
For Pete and Kate.
It's a side of you I don't know.
It's whisper breathing.
And don't want to know. She was kind of leaning on the counter with her eyes closed.
She's got her knees bent. Yeah. She sticks her ass out.
Chest forward, butt out. Yeah, it was.
Don't judge the way I talk.
Exactly like that.
You don't know me.
All of a sudden, you're talking. All of a sudden, you're talking yesterday. Yeah, it was like Ariana. And aside that, you know. Wait, whose turn is it? Oh, so here, you pick for little Jess.
Okay.
Don't look at it.
I won't.
Open it up and just press it against the wall. The piece of paper.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah, don't press that anymore.
Don't press that against the...
Okay.
Okay, little Jess, go. Oh, wait. Spin the wheel.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
A pair of tickets to see Backstreet Boys at Planet Hollywood.
Is it Chet Buchanan? What is
no.
this?
I'm kidding.
What are we doing?
I'm doing my impersonation.
This person would say that?
No, but this person would read in that way.
Bruce Buffer.
No.
Yeah, no, do it again.
Let me think of something else.
Tell them what movie you've been in.
I was the first African-American god.
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
Boom.
That's your Morgan Freeman?
I was trying to get the...
That's your
You know,
Morgan
I don't
Freeman?
Have improv classes, Chad, okay?
We're Kayla, getting there. Kayla, do your Morgan Freeman.
Well, little Jess, let me tell you. No, is that Morgan
no,
Freeman?
No, that is
Wait,
not.
Blake Shelton.
No, is that... That was Blake Freeman. Morgan Shelton.
I can never do... You do your Morgan Freeman because I can
No, no, no. Spence
go
first.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman.
Andy Dufresne.
There we go.
Was a tall, lanky fella.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay, that's not bad. I was better.
It's a little more nasally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I've always wondered, have you noticed the commercials sometimes on the television about the Nevada test site and the people who we used to work there? Have you seen those commercials?
No.
I always wonder.
Andy
there's
Dufresne
a guy.
Andy Dufresne would not like
no,
that.
Andy, well, it went rough on Andy. The sisters also worked in the laundry. Andy didn't walk straight for a month.
That's in the director's cut.
Director's
you don't see that.
Deleted scenes. Yeah. Deleted scenes. No, but there's a guy who's on those Nevada test site insurance commercials, whatever it is. And I can't ever tell whether it's actually Morgan Freeman or somebody trying to be Morgan Freeman and whether Morgan Freeman needs to sue these people. And right now I'm envisioning
stealing my likeness.
Right now I'm envisioning somebody who had to do with those commercials going,
by the way, I hate to go back, but a deleted scene of Andy leaving the laundry makes me giggle.
Oh,
how did that not make the movie?
God, my instincts tell me that bit should have been over right there. I should have hit a jingle, but no.
Let's do it.
We'll do what you want.
Yay,
do
one more.
Kayla, spin the wheel. Kayla, spinning the wheel. There it is.
Oh, God. I like to swing my hammer around.
Thor.
But I am the king of the...
What's his name?
It's Chris Hemsworth, and he's not British. He's Australian.
Was that not Australian?
No, that was British.
Do it again.
I like to swing my hammer.
The visual accompaniment. I got to be honest. If Chris Hemsworth was in Magic Mike, yeah, that's what that would have been.
Yeah.
There's a lot
Magic
of hip, uh-huh. a lot of hip movement
oh,
to
yeah.
go with the swinging. The swinging. The
it's all about the improv class. You're not doing it right, swinging. You guys. This is how you do it. This is how you get in character.
No, I love this.
Spence, one more. That's a hammer.
Spin the wheel. Time for one more.
You're not a clop. Okay, you have some lace curtain, live upstate mother.
Nicholas, what's his name? From,
Matt Damon.
You're close.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
His brother. Leonardo
DiCaprio. The guy who did not put the cameras in the right spot? You can't see where is the... I don't know what's going on here.
Jack,
I will say
Nicholas.
This. There's three things that are important.
Jack Nicholson.
Cops. Cops, God, and microprocessors. The Hibernia Lickamot. You know about the Hibernia Lickamot, right?
Where did you get that?
That's in the movie. Matt Damon says, hey, I know that
Hibernia.
Guy. Kennebuck. He runs the Hibernia Lickamot.
any guy from Boston Lickamot. Ever.
Expand the character. Expand the name.
My job was as a detective. I worked in the special crimes unit with Martin Sheen.
The real person. Expand that.
I came into fame by doing hip-hop music. Because I'm from Boston.
Mark Wahlberg
in The Departed. What do you know about The Departed?
Are you kidding? That was fantastic.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Song's playing. Kayla's giving me the look. Actually, during the commercials, Kayla's giving me the look. The I got a problem with you look. She won't say anything because that's kind of how Kayla rolls, and that's cool.
Well, because we just did the Wheel of Bad Impressions, and you got away with doing just, I don't know how you did it, but just one impression.
Truth be told, and I didn't even realize that. I was enjoying you guys so much. I really was. I was enjoying you guys so much. I didn't realize. I have more.
Yeah, I'd like to see one, please.
I have more. These are the ones that we didn't get to.
Okay.
The Wheel of Bad Impressions. Hello, lambs.
Mariah Carey.
Bam.
How? What?
He
lambs,
said lambs,
dude. Lambs. Lambs.
By the way, not only well delivered and quick and everything else, you can't see this, but she's, what do you have, a toothpick? Or a. She's so casual about it. She's sitting there.
Always.
Mariah Carey.
Did she have her feet up? I wasn't looking. Usually she has her feet up. Honestly, we don't give her enough to do.
Wow.
True statement.
And Show Killer, by the way, was always running around.
Oh, freaked out. Freaked out. The guy had intestinal distress for 14 years running. Running being the operative word.
Wait, so lambs are Mariah Carey's like fans or
something? Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, yeah. Wait. How about this one? You get an impression and you
Oprah.
Get it. Thank you.
I'm so bad at guessing.
It's the context clues, really. That's everything. Oh, we do this one every single time. We do
Seinfeld.
That was Dave Gosher. Golden Knights play-by-play guy.
Between his own legs.
That's all I ever hear on AT&T Sports. Between his own legs.
By the way, and people think that we're if you think we're mocking, we're not.
Oh,
my God, that is with love. I would flip the you-know-what out if we could get Dave Gosher on this show.
I would love that.
And honestly, I'm not really sure he actually exists because they hide it. They shield him. You know what I mean? He's not available.
And we've also talked about the fact that we'd love to have him doing normal everyday things like going through the In-N-Out drive-thru saying, I'll take a double-double!
That'd be great. Animal style! That'd be fantastic.
Oh, he's so funny.
That'd be really good.
Yeah.
Two, three.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. Kayla's show is SmackDown.
Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
Alita Ortiz from the East Side.
Alita, what's your buzzer going to be?
Hi, Buzz Buzz.
Buzz Buzz.
Oh, very sweet.
Yeah, Buzz. That was very nice.
Oh, Buzz Buzz.
Yeah.
Tells us a lot about you as a person.
Oh, thanks.
That she's calculated.
Yeah, it was meant to. No. It was a compliment that she's very sweet. Yeah. No, that she's just very sweet and very nice. Where did you get calculating and focused out of
that? I feel like she's just laying low. She's like a tiger in the grass, just...
All right. Yeah. And contestant number two?
Crystal Arroyo from Centennial Hills.
Hello, Crystal. What's your buzzer going to be?
Me.
We know you.
My favorite one.
We know you. Spence is the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. The asker of the questions is Kayla Jo Walker. And here's question number one.
Which Game of Thrones actress was caught on the Jumbotron at a Rangers game power chugging her glass of wine? Was it Emilia Clarke, Sophie Turner, or Maisie Williams?
Me.
Crystal.
Sophie.
Was it who?
Sophie.
Sophie Turner. Bam. One. By the way, we have a sponsor for this game. Who is that, please?
In an accident, remember, after 911, call 411, 1-800-411-PAIN.
It's one zip, Crystal. Here's question two.
Cardi B got cast in her first movie role.
Yay!
Profession will she be portraying? A lawyer, a stripper, or a superhero?
I'm sorry, I'll stop laughing. Crystal.
Stripper.
Yeah, go with what you know, y'all. Go back to your roots. Cardi B, J-Lo. Constance Wu from Crazy Rich Asians.
Lily Reinhart.
From Riverdale. And a bunch of other folks. No nudity, from what we understand. How are you going to have a movie about strippers? No nudity.
It's the worst kind of strip club in my mind.
I'm just saying. Anyway, but it looks like it's going to be
a tasteful side boob.
It's called Hustlers.
Yeah, right.
That's what it is. Yeah, all right then. 2-0 for Crystal. This thing's a runaway. There are 68 teams in the NCAA tournament that starts tomorrow. Well, it kind of started last night.
Yeah, with the first four.
But we'll make this worth. What? I'm sorry. We're almost done.
I'm sorry. I'm at work.
We'll make this worth 68 giant game-winning points.
USC is investigating more than how many students because of this college admission scandal. Is it 60, 150, or 1,000?
Man.
Crystal.
1,000.
Crystal says 1,000 for the sweep and the win. If she's right, she takes the whole thing home. If she is wrong, Alita, who we're not even sure if she's still there.
Yes, I'm here.
No, I'm joking. She'll get a chance to steal and win the whole game. Is the answer 1,000? Dramatic pause. A little excessive. Just a little excessive. Oh,
mm-hmm. Alita, is it 60 people or 150 students?
150.
Alita says 150. If Alita is right, she steals and wins. If Alita is wrong, she can try to go talk her boss into not firing her for playing games while she's at work. Is the answer 150? Dramatic pause.
Please no.
Crystal is your winner. Alita. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you for letting me play.
Isn't she a sweet girl? All right, we'll see. Yeah, she's like, get off the phone. Oh, wait, she wins too. No, Alita wins too.
Yep.
Oh, hold on. Alita, call us back. Crystal, what would you like? Would you like the Why Don't We tickets or the Fuerza Bruta tickets?
Or the what?
Or Fuerza Bruta. It's a new show at the Excalibur that we hear is amazing. You don't have to decide right now. Here, take your time. Think about it. But in the meantime, just be comforted in the knowledge that you, Crystal Arroyo from Centennial Hills, are today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Get up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Get up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So interesting. Just saw an article that Us Weekly came out with. After being arrested by the feds for their roles in the college admissions scandal that rocked the U.S., Lori Loughlin, which everyone's still calling Loughlin, and I'm still not sure how I feel about it.
Yeah, right.
Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman apparently still don't get how much trouble that they're in. Neither actress knew this would become so serious. They haven't fully grasped the extent of their alleged crimes or the possibility of prison time. Both actresses, as well as, I'm going to call her Loughlin's husband, the Massimo guy, are next scheduled to appear in a Boston courtroom on March 29th on charges of fraud. Do you want him to go to jail?
Here's the tough part. Because in today's society in 2019, and we have this eat the rich attitude about a lot of this stuff, I'd want them to get the same penalty that somebody that was poor would get.
Right.
Yeah. However.
Right.
What if they go in and go, we're going to put a $500,000 scholarship to low-income kids to go to college.
They won't.
But then, right, but
no,
if they did that.
No, that's a great idea,
but
though.
But then I'm like,
that.
Okay, but that's just another rich person getting out of going to jail when they should go to jail. Does it serve them to go to jail? No, they're not.
Because they're not going to pay for it.
Are you going to, Ian, I'm sorry, what were you going
to
say?
Because then we're going to have to pay for it, too.
Yeah, and you take all 60 of them or however many it is. You take all 60 to jail. Because that's the other thing. Just because these two are actresses doesn't make, I mean, I get they want to make set an example and all that.
Sure.
I don't know that I need them to go to jail.
And the idea is that this is like a 2 to 4 year crime sentence. They could go to jail for 2 to 4 years,
I've read. Ain't nobody going to jail.
No, they're not. But shouldn't they have
Six
to go?
6 months? 90 days? But you got to take all of them.
Yeah, and everybody should. Whatever.
That's the whole thing.
The Loughlin Massimo thing is $500,000. A little different than Felicity Huffman, who was 19. What, they gave a check for $15,000?
Oh, yeah, for somebody to take the test?
Yeah, whatever it was, but there's a lot. There are differing levels of criminal activity.
Burn them all at the stake.
Apparently,
witches.
I want them to go to jail. They deserve it. If you or I did it, we'd go to jail.
I don't know that we would. We'd end up picking up trash by the highway.
There should be some punishment.
Well, there will,
and there has.
There'll
been.
There'll definitely be a fine. There'll definitely be. And by the way, and you lost the however you say your name,
Loughlin.
I don't know about that.
We've researched it. We've watched numerous
news reports.
Why is
everybody still saying Loughlin?
I don't know who you're casting as everybody, but
the people that I watch, that's everybody. she already lost $500,000.
Yeah.
$500,000 in the wind.
Right.
Because her kid dropped out of school.
And what about this lawsuit that's against them now, too, for like a bajillion dollars? Like, some woman is like suing all of them for like $1 billion or something like that.
Because her kid didn't get in.
Didn't get in.
You'll never get that because you'll never be able to draw the direct tie.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to say because this, then that. Semi-related note, courtroom news, too. Did you hear this whole thing against the Peloton people where they're getting sued for the music rights?
So crazy.
$150 million.
Yeah.
$150 million. And my wife said, well, do you think that'll put them out of business? I said, no, they were $6 billion. Why didn't you just pay up front? What were you doing? Give Khalid his 19 cents and you can use it in the spin class. Come on.
Waking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yo, wake up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
An additional point to the last cut. We were asking, should Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman go to jail, and along with the other people in this college admissions thing? Where was it? Ohio?
Ohio or somewhere. This woman basically fraudulently put a different zip code so that her child could go to a different school, And she actually is in jail.
She's in jail.
Over that.
Okay, so then, man, I'm thinking three people that are sweating right now.
And by the way,
that I know. You know what
really?
I mean? That, well, yeah, they wanted to go to a better school. They didn't want to go to that school. They wanted to go to the other school. So
that's interesting.
You know, I don't know. If that's what that is, then maybe you should. Here's the other question. Do you take the Robert Kraft deal? I don't know if you heard about that. Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who got busted at the massage joint, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
And they have now offered him a deal that you get out of prosecution if you admit that they had enough to convict you. So basically you're pleading no contest, and they drop the charges. You also have to take some courses and get tested and all this other embarrassing stuff. Do you take that deal if you're Robert Kraft?
Yeah.
And by the way, the NFL has to bust him. The NFL has to do something to him as well because of their code of conduct thing. You take the Robert Kraft deal?
I take the Robert Kraft deal.
Spence?
No, I'm old and rich. I will get out of it.
Yeah.
He will get out of this. Trust me.
Even with unlimited resources, if you're guilty, he can't survive in jail.
No, that's not this country.
He's not going to jail.
By the way, most people with... No, you're looking at me weird. It's a misdemeanor. He's not going to... Anybody else wouldn't go to jail. It's just a matter of being convicted of it.
Yeah, but they'll drop the charges. They'll drop it.
Guilty. Don't matter. You're not going to jail anyway. You're still guilty. I fight it.
It's different for me that it's a misdemeanor. I thought it was like a felony charge or something like that. No. And I'm like, I wouldn't even chance it going to jail if you have the option.
But if you're Robert Kraft?
Nah.
No, I've got all the money in the world. I'll get out of it.
And I admit to nothing. I deny it all the way down the road.
Yep.
We got video. Wasn't me. Nope. Yeah, but the tattoo and your stretch marks. You know what I mean? Nope,
all of it.
Wasn't me. Your 75-year-old stretch marks. Oh, go ahead, old people. At me like you don't have them.
We all got stretch marks, yo.
Do you take the Robert Kraft deal? Oh, wait, maybe. If I want to hear you, I should turn that off.
I take whatever is going to get me out of it. And doesn't leave anything on my record.
Doesn't leave a mark.
So if I have to pay a $500,000, here you go.
But if you're an old rich dude that owns Gillette and you own the New England Patriots, what do you care?
True, because I'm not going to have to fill out a job application for
someone. It's not keeping you from, you know, busting tables at Applebee's.
Yeah.
By the way, the damage has already been done. You know,
right?
He's guilty in everybody's mind.
Exactly.
So you might as well fight it because people already think you're going in there for what you got. So,
or I still want to go to those classes. I don't want to have to go and sit in those classes because there'd be people. If I'm Robert Kraft,
yeah,
I don't want to have some cootie from TMZ sitting outside with his camera in my face. So did you learn anything in your class? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they online like that? Like speeding tickets, or is that like you have to sit in a room with 35 other Johns?
I got the idea. Oh. One way or another, you have to go somewhere to do something because you have to get, because they make you get tested.
Yeah, you got to get tested.
The STD test.
Yeah.
And you've got to go to a prostitution class, and you got to go to an STD class.
But imagine if you're in that class and it's all the other guys that went to the same place that you did, and they just like put you guys all in the same room, and you're like, yeah, man, it wasn't me either.
No, you know what it is. You know what happens is the guys just all look at each other and give them the nod. What's up, bro?
Yeah, right?
What's up, bro? Yeah, me too. Mm. I know. And I'm telling you, nobody says a word except for the one guy who's like, Patriots suck.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
Yeah, let's get straight to the randoms. I often, when people do crazy stuff, like crazy, crazy stuff, I often think, what made you believe that this was all going to work out okay when you did it? That's a story that has to do with that in just a second. There's an annual marathon in the country of Wales. A marathon where people compete against horses. And every once in a while, the person wins. Twice since 1980, 2004 and 2007.
Really?
A human beat the horse.
Interesting.
I don't know maybe the horse was like, yeah, I'm just hanging out for a minute. And
That's all you think of is just stopped and, oh, just hey, kept running. There's hay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened, but twice. Dr. Pepper debuted in 1885. Those of you who are Coca-Cola aficionados will know that that was 1 year before Coca-Cola. Dr. Pepper came first. I would have lost a lot of money on a bar bet.
Interesting.
On that one. There has been one 7 foot tall player in the NFL ever. He played for your soon to be Las Vegas Raiders back when they were in Oakland. Oh, they still are. His name was Richard Sly. He was exactly 7 feet. He was a defensive tackle for the Oakland Raiders for one season back in 1967. When that stadium that they're still playing in to this day was brand new. Sorry, I don't know why I'm taking digs. I am. Iceland, the fight and scrap and nation of Iceland.
Sure.
Has only been in two wars in their history. The age of the Sturlungs, that's what they call it, the age of the Sturlungs, from 1220 to 1264. And, the famous Cod Wars. I don't know if you knew about that one, the Cod Wars. Look it up, learn something. Read a book, kids. Yeah, that went from 1958 to 1976. My guess is it wasn't really about fish, even though it sounds like it. It might have been. No, there might have been. Might have been over, like, fishing rights.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
I'm going to as well. But in both of those wars, now this age of the Sterlings from 12 years ago, so that's 44 years. The other one, 58, 68, 78. So that one's 48 or 18 years. They've only had one casualty in both of their wars in the entire time of their two wars. One casualty, and the guy who
the Cod Wars were a three battles between Iceland and the United Kingdom over fishing territorial
waters.
How
about that? I think it was more like they were just mad at each other. They just weren't talking to each other for a while. It wasn't like a real war. Right. Like when you say, oh, I'm in a fight with them. Well, you didn't really throw hands.
Spreading gossip about each other.
Yeah, you really throw hands or anything like that. You're mad. You ain't talking. The guy who invented the parachute, his name was Franz Reichelt. He was a tailor in France. He invented the first parachute in 1912. And he used it to jump off the Eiffel Tower. And he died.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it didn't work right.
Oh, my God.
Not encouraging me right now.
So the guy who actually invented the parachute. Yeah, so then somebody else picked it up from there, obviously.
That is the only fact I need to know to never jump out of a plane.
Exactly.
Again, if you're doing it, and it's your first jump, there's always somebody there with you. And here's what I know. That guy don't want to die either. And he's done it a few times.
So
I didn't sweat it. I'd do it again. I'd do it again a light second. Mm. It was great. I don't know that my wife would allow it, but I would do it.
I would do it, but if I don't have to, I'm not going to.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla looks like she really wants to go first.
Mainly because it's so low, but it's like, I got to put it out there just for good juju. Tomorrow night, my Florida State Seminoles entered the NCAA tournament.
Oh, you start now?
I got to put the juju out there, so good juju. So mainly because I have money on it now, apparently. So I got to wish them luck, and they've done well this season. Hopefully they can do really, really well throughout the entire tournament. So to my Florida State Seminoles.
Okay, you got to do this tomorrow, too. Yeah. You got to back it up tomorrow.
All right, I'm in.
You can't just do it today and not.
Maybe I'll do like individual players. I love this. Florida State Seminoles today, you win.
The greatest person in the world.
Like all 12 of them tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Coach Hamilton today. There you go. Sure.
Spence, yes.
We talked about this earlier. We did this new thing for March Madness called the Calcutta. You get teams of people, and everybody throws money into a pot, and then you buy teams for the tournament, and you make money the further they go. So along the good juju line of Kayla Jo, UCF, Maryland, Syracuse, Florida State, Montana, Wisconsin, Kansas, Wofford, all win all the time, no matter what.
Even though one of the guys tried to also buy the team that is playing Wofford, luckily
we don't know the science behind it. We just bid on teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
We're gonna lose money, but good juju. All of those teams, you is.
Yeah, okay.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Hello, Jess.
Mine's going to be a little personal, and I'll try not to cry through it since it is very personal. But my cousin Michael Morrow, who attends UNR, has just finished up finals. He plays hockey. He's physically fit. He's very active, snowboards. He actually wants to become a police officer and follow in his mother's footsteps. He began feeling numbness in his hands a couple weeks ago, lost feeling in his feet, and actually fell down the stairs. And just yesterday, after going through a ridiculous amount of things in the ER, he was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. And right now he's really, really upset, which I completely understand. Just like any man would be to find out that maybe you're not as invincible as you thought you were.
Or anybody. Any person. Yeah. What, yeah. I mean, it's not a male-female thing.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Guillain-Barré syndrome.
How do you spell it?
G-U-I-L-L-I-A-N. I think it's apostrophe or what is it when you tag another name on there? B-A-R-R-E.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Hyphenated, I think. Yeah. So Michael's the guy who stops for people on the side of the road. He is the guy who takes care of the ladies at the parties when the guys can get a little out of hand.
Yeah, he does.
So Michael, I mean, he's received some life-changing news, but it's also may have altered his direction. But I just want to remind my cousin that his purpose has not changed. So because of this, Michael, and because of who you are, you is...
Yeah, love and light, everybody. In that
the
direction.
Greatest person in the world.
Well, we should have had you go last. Yeah. I didn't know.
All good.
But this is pretty good, too. Thomas Panic and his 7-year-old yellow lab, Gus, made history on Sunday. First blind person and guide dog to ever complete the New York City Half Marathon. They also had lab leaders... Wesley and Waffle along. Mm. They actually took turns pacing their human along the 13.1-mile course. If you're an athlete or just somebody who aspires to run and you're blind, we can do that now, said Thomas. It's another one of those things where no matter what your challenge is, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. Gus guided his pal across the finish line in a little less than 2 hours and 21 minutes.
Oof.
Wow.
Me with my eyes wide opening. No, I don't know about all that. Previously, the conventional wisdom was that guide dogs could not do their work while running, or that all of the running would push them beyond their limits. That didn't work out for Thomas because he said, when I would go out to run, I would have to leave Gus behind and then run with somebody else, you know, run with a person.
Yeah.
And I could tell he wanted to go too, like, this is the fun part, Dad. So Gus and Wesley and Waffle and Thomas, good for you, man. Even, you know, this is another one of those things, kind of like the parachute guy. When did you decide that this might be a good idea? It worked out for him.
Yeah, sure.
You just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Man, Robert Kraft has filed a motion to keep the video from being released.
Oh,
I'd watch it.
Darn it.
I would. I'd watch it.
Isn't that a guilty plea in itself?
Yeah. Everybody knows. He knows that everybody knows. By the way, tacked on to the Robert Kraft deal, we asked earlier, would you take the Robert Kraft deal? Because they've offered a plea deal, that would require him to complete a course about the prostitution, submit to an STD test. We've heard there's also a course on STDs that you got to do. And you have to state that you would have been found guilty, that they have enough evidence.
Right.
That you'd have been found guilty if it goes to trial. And not for nothing, 100 hours of community service.
Mm.
100 hours. That's a lot of community service, man. I'm fighting it if I'm Robert Kraft. Now that just cinches it for me.
Yeah, unlimited resources. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day.
I'm fighting it.
Yeah, why not? He'll probably win.
Yeah.
I want to see that I want to see what video they got, too.
Release the video, please.
Well,
if I'm Robert Kraft, I want to see it. And if I'm Chet Buchanan, I want to see it.
Yeah, no,
let's be honest.
I do. I want to see. I'd watch it.
I don't want to.
We'll host a watch party. That'd be weird, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to be there either. So, That is the last thing I want to see.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Yeah. I think there's, yeah, you got to separate yourself. You got to make it like it's not real. You have to realize it's a movie, even though it's real.
Yeah, I know you're into old guy massage porn, Kayla. I don't want you to get you all frisky at work.
Yeah, I've already seen it. Whatever.
The quality's awful.
Yeah, but you're right. If you're going, look, you can't put this out. So he knows it's there.
Yes.
He knows. We all know. Guilty. Yeah, fight it. I'm sorry. Who's on the phone, Lil Jess?
John Stewart of Green Valley.
What?
Jay Stu.
What, Jay Stu? Who is it that we need to get on this show?
Dave Gosher.
Dave Gosher. Love Dave Gosher. Between his own legs. Oh, Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft. Between his own legs.
Yes, Dave Gosher, I have a question. Would you want to see the Robert Kraft video?
Absolutely not.
No.
I said I don't want any massage parlors if you don't want attention.
No, he did the play-by-play right of watching the video. She's going between his own legs.
I see. And again, we reach the point of just...
Oh, God.
Lines crossed.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
Lines crossed. UNLV Nosaki Fever, we're getting you free tickets. Take that lovely wife of yours and have a good time.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Have a good day. All right, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 700th Spence's Challenge.
Yeah.
Spence's Challenge number 700. And we will play the Lori Loughlin game for the Backstreet Boys tickets. What will you be willing to bribe us with for those tickets?
Okay.
Just like Lori Loughlin.
I like it.
When she was trying to get her kid into college. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Have a great day, everyone.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.